Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and we're doing what we feel the Lord wants us to do at the beginning of this year. In my own personal life, I'm doing what He wants me to do. I am seeking Him. I need to hear Him and what He wants me to do. Jesus Himself sought the will of the Lord. If Jesus needs to do that, then I need to do that.
Amen.
And if He had His ministry that way, I'm looking for the scripture right here. It's in John 5:30. Jesus Himself said, "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me." That means Jesus Himself sought the Father's will. I've noticed as I've gone through reading the New Testament, Jesus would spend all night in prayer, and then the next morning He'd get up and choose the disciples.
So He spent time.
Yeah, He spent time. He would spend the whole night in prayer, son, and then the next day he would name the 12. Mm-hmm. And then another time the other time He spent the whole night in prayer, and then the next day they said, "Oh, the people are seeking you," and He said, "We've got to go to the other cities also." So in that night in prayer, He got from what God wanted Him to do. Now, it's very interesting because I got out here, and Chip and I have, with a computer, how you can do all these things. And so we looked up the scriptures on seek, and I printed them out for us. And some of the ones, I'm going to have Randy Laughlin, who's over here, between times when we're taping, we say things, you know. And so I want Randy to tell about what he did and that he told me about just now. He's just come back from a vacation.
Yeah, I was just, we were just in Orlando, Florida here just over the first of the year. And we were amazed because we went to Universal Studios. And in Universal Studios, they have this new ride. It's called Harry Potter. And I resisted even going near the place because it has to do with witchcrafts and warlocks and all different things. And anyway, when we were there, I just felt prompted to go in. And it's like a little village. It's probably 100 to 150 acres. And there were, to my amazement, there were, the census at the park that day was 94,000 people. And if you go into this part of the park, there were tens of thousands of people. And I'm not exaggerating. It was absolutely full. You could barely walk through the place. And to get on the ride itself, it was 3.5 to 4 hour wait. And people were waiting. They were like groping to it. And as a matter of fact, when we checked into our hotel, what they told us is, "Oh, by the way, the new Harry Potter ride was there." And if we talked to the concierge, it was, "Oh, by the way, Harry Potter's here." And it was like a big deal over this Harry Potter thing. And they did everything. They do everything with excellence down there. And everything was really cool and everything. But when you walked into that whole area, there's a whole different spirit. And people were standing in line to go to the Harry Potter store. And there were tens of thousands of people. That's what amazed me, is why people would wait that long for a witchcraft ride.
And so you said to me whenever we were talking, you said, because it was supernatural.
It was supernatural.
It was the draw of the supernatural.
That's right. And the awakening, I think the enemy has his side of the awakening.
Yeah. And so I want to, when I looked up all the scriptures, Chip came to my house this morning. I was there at the computer getting all the seek scriptures. Well, guess what I got? I got the ones, if you'll look there, Chip, on page one. Look at this first one, second one. This is the second time we find it here in this book, Leviticus 19:31.
Yeah.
"Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am Jehovah your God."
So Randy was defiled.
No.
I'm just teasing.
No, Randy was not. But Chip, a lot of people are. A lot of young people are.
And you know what, Mom? Randy was saying that. There are a lot of television shows now that are based on ghost encounters, ghost hunters. I don't know the names of them, but they're everywhere.
They're everywhere
people
now.
People are wanting
Why?
To know.
Why?
Well,
because God is seeking us to seek Him, and Satan is fighting it. He wants to seek us to seek Him.
Yeah.
Now look here at, look on page 5, Chip. There we have Isaiah 8:19. On page 5 of your scriptures I gave you.
Yeah.
And read that one for us. I did it in gray.
Isaiah 8:19.
Mm-hmm.
And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead?
All right. He said, they're going to tell you to seek after these wizards, to seek after these familiar spirits. What, he said? Should not a people seek unto their God? We are the life ones. We are the living ones. Should we seek to the dead for our light, our guidance? You know, when you go by at the beginning of the year, here you're seeing all these...
Seek not that.
Yeah, don't seek that. The Inquirer and all those others. These are the sayings of Nostradamus. These, right now, everybody's looking at 2012 because of some Mayan calendar that ran out in 2012. People are willing to believe that time is over in 2012. No, we don't seek unto those things. We don't seek unto the Harry Potters. We don't seek unto the wizards that peep. But by their being there, it's a sign that Satan is fighting. I'm telling you, Brother Hagin looked across the desk at me one day, and he said, Jesus is coming. His eyes got a flame of fire, and he said, Satan is going to do everything in his power to stop him. Well, one thing Satan's trying to do right now is to get you and your kids, and he'll use the supernatural, because the supernatural is more powerful than the natural. And if we don't give them seeing God and seeing the supernatural power of God, then they're going to seek for it someplace else. Isaiah 19:3, and the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof. And they shall seek to their idols and to the charmers and to them that have familiar spirits and to the wizards. We don't seek unto this. We don't seek unto our... Who is going to tell me my future? Some little astrologist... A person who's going to put the Sagittarius sign, I'm born in December, and they're going to tell me what's going to happen to me today. No, that's not where I'm going to find it. But if I'm going to find out what happens to me, I'm going to have to go to the living God. I am not supposed to go to familiar spirits.
Isn't that interesting that God, I mean, he tells us about that, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
These TV shows, God knew that.
Sure.
He knew the devil's going to use that.
Yes.
He knew he was going to use Harry Potter and children's books and rides and amusement parks. And
he's after them.
So he tells us in Scripture. He knows the end.
Yes. He knows the end from the beginning. I put in that word seek, and he tells you what not to seek after.
You used to say, Mom, everything's in the Bible. Everything's in there. If you need to know about anything, it's in there.
Yes.
You just need to read it and study and spend time.
Yes, and know what his judgments are. His judgments are in the earth. That means what he thinks about things. If he thinks that you shouldn't. Now, familiar spirits are familiar. They're little spirits that hang around you, you know, and they're familiar with you. You don't go to a seance, for instance, and they say, well, your great uncle so-and-so said so-and-so. Well, that demon that person is listening to, they know you had a great uncle, but demons don't die. They don't go anywhere. They are dead spirits, but they're here all the time. And they know who your great-grandfather was and all these things. So it's
Ouija boards.
Yeah, Ouija boards and things like this. This is not what we seek to. We seek to the Lord our God. And he even tells us that we're not to believe every spirit. 1 John, it tells you, beloved, believe not every spirit. This is what I tell my kids, because you know sometimes God wants to. Oh, the supernatural is going to increase. There are going to be more visions. There are going to be more voices. And tells us what to do about it, how to judge them so that we're not fooled by them. We're not taken in. 1 John 4:4, beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, but is the spirit of Antichrist. So you have a vision. You see something supernatural. The supernatural is going to increase. And the devil, he knows it. And so he's over there on the Harry Potter side. He's over there on the Mayan calendar side. He's over there trying to get people to look to him. But Jesus may want to give you a vision. He may want to speak to you. But when he speaks to you and you hear his voice, you say, do you confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh? He says, yes, I am Jesus Christ. Every time I'm praying and God speaks to me, I ask him that. And I can read you from my little blue book here. He'll answer me. Yes, I've come in the flesh and I'll come again. Things like that he will answer. The supernatural, the place where we hear God. But it's got a light side and it's got a dark side. And you are not to seek to the dark side. No, but neither are you just to walk, in the middle here where you don't ever know that there is a supernatural realm. Did you want to say something?
Well, I'm sitting here. What I'm kind of picking up in the spirit is God knows that you're going to seek something.
Yeah.
And that's why he says, now listen, throughout the whole word, seek this, seek me, and don't seek this.
That's right.
Because you're going to seek something.
Yeah.
So the question is, what are you seeking? What,
yes.
Wherever you're at, you're driving your car, ask yourself that question. What am I seeking? What am I seeking after? And we need to, since it's the beginning
seek
of the year.
Seek ye first. What are you seeking first?
Yeah. What's your priorities in your seeking? Maybe. And so I feel like, and I remember there's a scripture, and I'm going to look it up for you. He tells us a lot of things in the Bible, because I preach this. Seek not kings. Seek not, there's more things.
Some trust in chariots, some in horses,
yeah,
some
yeah,
in kings.
Yeah. Or man. He says,
yeah,
seek
yeah,
not in
yeah.
man. Well, a lot of us are doing that in this economic time and the Babylonian system or whatever, instead of our source, instead of our God.
Yes.
Seek him.
And
all of, don't seek that. You're not going to have any joy. You're not going to have any wisdom or peace. And we're seeking the wrong things.
That's
and,
right.
And Satan is doing everything he can to get us to seek other than God.
What would you do, Chip, if your child wanted to read a Harry Potter book?
We wouldn't let it happen. But there's other things right now that I need to, as we're, you know, I need to stop the time robbers of God.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, whether it be video games.
I believe a lot of those video games are very like Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
I think they're a supernatural dark world. A lot of them are.
Yeah, they're drawn to that.
Yeah. And there's a drawing to the supernatural. There's going to be more. In 2011, there'll be a drawing like there's never been before, because God needs you. It's for his purpose. It's to his good, as we talked about all last week. You need to go back if you didn't listen to last week and listen to it. For himself, he has said unto David, in David's heart, seek my face. Seek my presence.
Now it makes sense to me of what God has shared with Brother Copeland about the blessings and the Babylonian system and everything and the source. What has happened is we have seeked the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've seeked after the wrong
that's
thing.
That's why the world's in the mess.
Yeah, that's why. And the scripture clearly tells us.
So if he's going to change something, he's going to have to change it through his body. And he's going to change you and he's going to change me. And we're going to have to put him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We can get up in the morning, and if you're out there and you're having a terrible problem financially, just get up 15 minutes early and sit before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm seeking you about this. What do I need to do? He said, if you seek him, you will be found of him. This is Billy Brim and Chip Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow. I'm sure enjoying this.